This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, October 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Lawmakers eye tomato disease, corporate climate bill gets fixes, and McCarthy ouster clouds farm bill forecast. CDFA set to get a broom rape program. Governor Newsom will soon decide on a bill that would establish a CDFA program for combating broom rape. The legislation failed to pass out of committee last year, but the second attempt by Assemblymember Cecilia Aguiar-Curry of Winters sailed through with unanimous support. While tomato growers have grappled with the invasive weed since 1943, changes in cropping patterns and the climate have led to a new explosion. That, according to Mike Monta, president and CEO of the California Tomato Growers Association, who spoke to the Food and Ag Board yesterday. The only known way to kill the weed is with methyl bromide, a fumigant long banned in California. Farmers thought the weed was eradicated in the 1970s, only to see it resurface in Yolo County in 2017. UC researchers are now scrambling to find ways to detect and manage the pest. Ad hoc grower committees and industry groups have been working on solutions as well, but a continual funding source and a permanent structure are needed for the program, said Monta. On that note, CDFA specialists have detected citrus greening for the first time in Ventura County. Two citrus trees on a residential property tested positive just a week after officials discovered the bacteria responsible for the disease. CDFA has established a 5-mile quarantine around the area. More work needed on corporate climate bill. Despite a pledge more than 2 weeks ago, Governor Newsom has yet to sign SB 253, a bill requiring corporations to report Scope 3 supply chain emissions. Rachel O'Brien, CDFA Deputy Secretary of Legislative Affairs, expects Newsom's signing statement to outline some additional policy work needed to refine the focus of the broad legislation. Cal Chamber has been pushing for cleanup legislation in the next session. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross explained that before Newsom revealed he would sign SB 253, several agencies weighed in on the bill over concerns with a lack of data on Scope 3 emissions. There's always an implementation process, assured Ross. Nothing just passes and happens. She recognized the deadlines are very challenging despite amendments to delay reporting and penalties, and she noted the companies cannot report information that is not readily available. While one farm may track its emissions, Ross worried about a company buying 10,000 farm products. There's a lot of questions to be answered, she said. It will be a process at the Air Resources Board that everyone needs to be engaged in. You can read more about invasive pests and SB 253 in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It's hitting inboxes later this morning. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. McCarthy ouster clouds farm bill forecast. Capitol Hill is reeling from Kevin McCarthy's ouster as House Speaker. The outcome further clouds prospects for passing a new farm bill when it already appeared the House was going to be locked down for weeks to come in a battle over spending legislation. McCarthy said at a press conference that he won't run for Speaker again and would have Republicans, quote, pick somebody else. Allies of McCarthy were furious that the hardline conservatives joined with Democrats on the 216-210 vote to push out McCarthy. Today was one of the most frustrating and self-destructive days I have seen in Congress. by joining with Democrats. A small splinter group has removed the most conservative Speaker of the House we have likely ever had. That's the word of Doug LaMalfa, California Republican of the House Ag Committee. The likely outcome when the dust settles will be with Democrats holding more power and Republican priorities sidelined. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri said McCarthy's ouster will, quote, empower those who want to increase spending and those who want to give a blank check to Ukraine. And keep in mind, McCarthy, whose district is in California's Central Valley, was seen as an advocate for agriculture interests and getting a farm bill. Senators seek better tracking of forest carbon impacts. Three senators have introduced a bill that would require the Agriculture Department to create a system for measuring and monitoring data about carbon impacts from forest management. The Timber Innovation for Building Rural Communities Act, introduced by Senators Angus King of Maine, Ron Wyden of Oregon, and Mike Crapo of Idaho, would also create the Rural Infrastructure and Building Pilot Program, which would fund pilot programs that demonstrate the use of innovative wood products in the construction and renovation of rural infrastructure and building projects. Spray drone company Rantizo secures $6 million in new funding. A new $6 million infusion of investments is going to allow Rantizo, a spray drone service operator, to expand nationally its operator network for spray drone service and build on its new growth strategy. Leaps by Bayer, the investment arm of Bayer, as well as Fulcrum Global Capital and Innova Memphis, provided the latest round of financing. Rantizo CEO Mariah Scott told AgriPulse this will allow the new executive team to really lean into our new growth strategy to build the two-sided marketplace to connect demand and supply for spray drone service. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Finally, here's today's He Said It. We don't want to force farmers out of California. That Bryce Lundberg, vice president at Lundberg Family Farms and a member of the Food and Ag Board, stressing that rules and regulations must be balanced when implementing legislation like SB 253. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, October 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Nally.